So, Kristen, how does Colorado compare with the rest of the nation?
So, unfortunately, Colorado is consistently in the top 10 among states that have the highest suicide rate. In 2011, which was the most recent available data from the Centers for Disease Control, we ranked number 9 for the highest suicide rate.
Wow, the top 10, that's not good.
Yeah, and a lot of the other states in the top 10 are our neighbors. You know, Wyoming is always up there. New Mexico, Arizona, they also have high rates. And then places like Alaska also have high rates. So some of the places that you see the most suicides sort of have some things in common. They're places that are sort of frontier. You know, a lot of people move to Colorado from other places, and maybe that means that they're isolated from their friends and family. And then, you know, Colorado, this is sometimes mentioned as a theory, Colorado has sort of an ethos of rugged individualism and, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, which might sort of impede people from getting help when they need it.
So is there a disparity between different places in Colorado?
There is. I mean, there are some places, particularly rural areas in Colorado, that consistently have a higher rate than some of the urban areas. And then, you know, Mesa County among urban areas, Mesa County where Grand Junction is, also has a very high rate. Mesa County has done an in-depth study into this issue because it's a major health problem there. And they found that, you know, it's a problem that really cuts across income levels and age groups, you know, and they haven't found one demographic that is most likely to be at risk, though across the state, you do see higher suicide rates among middle-aged and older men, and especially white men. Another thing that's alarming is that the suicide rate has gone up so much in Colorado. I mean, like I said, it's consistently been among the top 10, but just in the last 10 years, it's gone up something like 19%. So over 1,000 people died of suicide last year. And if we were talking about something like, I don't know, Ebola, then you would bet that would be in everybody's mind and we would be having a lot of conversation about it. But with suicide, it's something that nobody really wants to talk about and that affects a lot of us. You know, it's hard to find a family that hasn't been affected by suicide. So I think, you know, the message from suicide prevention people is that, you know, we need to start talking about this.
Yeah, well, hopefully we do. Kristen Jones, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jake.
That was Kristen Jones, a health reporter for Rocky Mountain PBS iNews. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.